Yeah, speaking about two things, convergence. I think it's important to understand that convergence is something that happens. And when it happens, it's not, we didn't cause it, we don't make it happen, we don't bring it about. But what convergence is all about and what we learn in convergence is our response to it. And are we prepared? Are we prepared to take advantage? That's the thing that really stuck out to me. Is convergence can be an opportunity, or convergence can be can bring carnage into your life because you're not prepared. Your house is not in order, so to speak. Things aren't in order. You got to be, and that, which really it brings us to today's topic, which is prayer. In prayer, we always think, at least I know, there's just the human side of us that thinks that somehow in prayer, we're going to bend God to our will. Like, I got a will. I want to see things happen a certain way, and I'm going to make God do it the way I want it done. Sorry, but that's not what prayer is. Prayer is getting us back in alignment with God. At least that's how I see it, and what it does is, and it makes a huge difference in my business, because prayer helps make course corrections. And that's what prayer does. And that's really in convergence, when you're in the middle of it, depending on which side of it you're on and how prepared you are, is huge. And that's what this is all about. And that's what I saw. It's a few assignments that came out. You see, is people are, one, learning and getting prepared. Or two, you're already prepared because you've been through it before, and you know what can happen. All right, so let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that for this topic today of prayer. Thank you for last week, convergence, pretty intense topics, and especially in the days in which we live. And it does make me think about that topic Patrick and I have discussed recently of partnering with God in a world gone mad. And truly, Lord, it does always seem like the world's gone mad around us. And yet we thank you, we have a partner in our businesses and our families and all that we do. And really, Lord, you're not just a partner. It's not like there's some 50-50 thing going on here. But Lord, it's a 100-100 partnership. You've given everything for us in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so may we give everything to you in the little power that we have. We thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit. We commit this time to you this morning. And we trust that, Lord, we're going to learn and grow here today from being taught. We thank you for this time. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Just quick comments on prayer. One is, helps to unmute the phone. Comments on prayer. One is, if you really want to learn how to pray and be authentic before God and learn how to pray, is read the book of Psalms. Because in the Psalms, you see some real authentic prayer. And you see people like David or others just struggling before God openly and honestly and authentically. And then you see, but in the end, they always come back to that place. And that's what I think where prayer changes us more than doesn't change God, is that you see them coming to the place of realization of worshiping God always by the end of the song. But they're able to pour their hearts out before the Lord. And then they get they get directed back into the correct path. And even with like a Jabez, I think of Job. Job had everything taken away from him. Everything. He lost it all. Lost family. He lost property. He lost any prestige he had. And then in the end, God restored him and gave him even more than he had previously. It's like you just have, it's just learning just to leave it in his hands and know that he's always working everything. You know, we have that verse, and I think most of us probably on the phone know it, that he works all things together for good to those who love him. And it's a easy thing to to tell somebody, you know, when they're struggling. But sometimes, but it is the truth, and you just gotta always, when you're in the midst of maybe some real crap, you can just always bank on His promises. So that, and I think that's a real key too. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for this morning, and we thank You for this time. I really do thank You for the examples of men of prayer that we see in the Word of God, and even a men such as Jabez, or even as a Job who went through the ringer, a David who was honest and forthright before You. Even just, we see His great confession in Psalms, and we also see His great love in the Psalms. And Lord, and how He always comes back to that place of worship to You. And may that be our hearts as we go to work and as we go through our days, to begin our times and our days. Lord, as we get out of bed, may the first thing be is a thanks to You just for the air we breathe. We thank You for this morning. We commit our time to You as we have many things to do, Lord, places to go, people to talk to, employees to work with. All because of Your goodness, we have all these things. We thank You in Jesus' name. Amen.